With respect to developing calm-abiding meditation, the practitioner is at liberty to choose the object of meditation that he or she feels to be appropriate and comfortable. He or she should then concentrate the mind on the object, not allowing it to become distracted to external objects, nor letting it fall into the pits of dullness. He or she should aim to attain single-pointed concentration conjoined with sharp clarity. Dullness occurs when the mind is dominated by laziness and lacks alertness and sharpness. Even in everyday life, we may describe our minds as unclear or sluggish. When dullness is present, the meditator is not holding firmly onto the object, and so the meditation is not effective. Quote, "If the mind is found to be dull due to sleepiness and mental torpor, or if you fear that dullness is approaching, then the mind should attend to a supremely delightful object, such as an image of the Buddha, or a notion of light. In this process, having dispelled dullness, the mind should try to see the object very clearly." End of quote. Mental torpor and dullness occur in a mutual cause and effect relationship. When a meditator is beset by fogginess, the mind and body feel heavy. The practitioner loses clarity, and the mind becomes functionally ineffective and unproductive. Dullness is a form of mental depression. So to counteract it, employ techniques that can help uplift the mind. Some of the more effective ways are to think about joyful objects, such as the wonderful qualities of a Buddha, or to think about the rarity of the precious human life and the opportunities it provides. You should draw inspiration from these thoughts to engage in a fruitful meditation.